Learn behaviours. I tell you, this is absolutely a rich theme. You don't need to think about this too much. But just put these people together, just as an example. These are random people, pretty much. Bill Clinton, your granddad, Alex Ferguson, little boy you or little girl you, Gandhi, a bloke in the pub that you know, who's always there chatting to people and he's really friendly. Corporate you from the past with the white shirt and the shiny shoes or the crisp suit, whatever it might be. Your mum, your daughter. It doesn't matter. All of these people have got something for you if you're in a particular situation. And if you, as you're sitting there in a meeting or you're about to go into a meeting, if you can just engage with which me do I really need to be here today to get the job done? Or which me's do I need to be? Or which people do I want to take in to this interview with me that are really going to help me? You can come up with your own list. You'll know who those people are. And you know what? If you just think about them in the right sort of way, you can take on their behaviors. Now, if you think about all of those people that I just listed, they're all going to have completely different approaches, different styles, different qualities, different levels of intelligence, different levels of ability to connect with people, some strong, some not so strong, some very good at rapport. And those approaches are all available to you if you choose to use them. In all of the work that we do, at the heart of everything is awareness. Be thinking about what is going on in front of you and have the ability to just take a time out, to stop and think and make a decision. Is what I'm doing at the moment working or not? And if it's not working, what could I do that's different? Who could I call on to help me here? You know what? I need a bit of Gandhi. I need the ability to connect with people on a much more intellectual and much deeper level. Or you know what? I just need to be the bloke down the pub who's good at being able to talk about football and whatever it might be, just to engage on a different level. Or you might want to just bring your granddad in who has this great aura of integrity and solidity and wisdom. Maybe he's going to help you. The important thing is that you are aware of what's going on in front of you and you make a choice about whether you want to continue as you are or whether you want to bring in some of these people to help you, to give you a different result.